Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, it's just good to be here. Amen. Good to have another time together. I won't be singing unless y'all want to sing another one. Praise God. But it is good to be in the house of the Lord. It's where I find my strength. It's where I find my fellowship. And I look forward to, amen, to gathering together. You know, if you love church service, you're going to love heaven.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to love heaven. It's going to be a time of rejoicing, a time of celebration. Old things will be gone, amen, and everything's going to be new. There'll be no more aches and pains, no more sinusitis, no more flu and pneumonia, no more waiting at the long lines at the hospital, at the ER, amen. All of that's going to be a thing of the past. My goodness. What a wonderful time. But the greatest thing is we're going to be eternally glorifying and praising the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you love Jesus, give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. I'm going to turn to a very familiar passage of Scripture this morning. One is so often quoted. The Lord has certainly been dealing with me this week concerning this particular. In fact, the whole psalm is Psalm 118, but in particular, verse number 24. If you'll turn there with us this morning, Psalms 118. I'm going to bring my message text from verse number 24. It's good to hear the pages of God's Word turning this morning. When you get there, say, praise the Lord. Reading from the 118th Psalm, verse number 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me read that one more time for our hearing. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Can we bow our heads this morning and go to the Lord in prayer? Gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful for another opportunity to come into your sanctuary to worship. Thankful for those who have gathered today. And Father, I pray your anointing and I pray your blessing, God, upon this congregation. Ask, Lord, that you would anoint this vessel, God, anoint these lips of clay, God, to just be an oracle. God, that the Holy Spirit might speak to us today. God, let us be submissive and obedient to your word, and to your will. God, let us hear that word that you would give us this morning. God, we do remember those who are suffering, those who are sick, those who are afflicted, and we pray a very special prayer of healing on their account. Bless them and anoint them this morning. But God, there's so many that is lost today. And Father, we remember them as well, praying, God, that you would have mercy upon their soul. Bring them to an altar of repentance. In Jesus' name we pray. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated this morning. Cannot tell you how many times I have alluded to this particular verse and many, many times. And, you know, just to be thankful, I want to share something with you this morning. And it basically is in the context of this message. So many times I think that we get caught up in this particular verse to thank the Lord for another day. And certainly we need to be aware and thank God for each and every day that he gives us. You know, the way that I read the Bible, our breath is on loan from God. The way that I read the Word of God, we are bought with a price. And it tells us that life is a vapor. It's here today and gone tomorrow. So, it is important that we take each and every day and love the day that the Lord has given us and be thankful for the day, the new dawning of the day, just to give us life and breath. But I believe that the psalmist here maybe had just a little deeper depth into why he recorded this particular passage, because in the 118th Psalm, it begins with, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because he's mercy endureth forever." And he begins to thank the Lord for his blessings and his mercy. But then he begins to talk about the things that
befall him. For example, all nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. He feels that he's shut in. He feels that a lot of nations are come against him. And he talks not only about the encouragement of his soul to glorify and to praise the Lord, but also to beware of the day that he is living in and the circumstances. And I refer to the Amplified version of the King James Version, and it reads this way: "This is the day that the Lord has brought about. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Not only for it, but be glad in it. Rejoice and be glad for whatever circumstance and whatever situation that day begins to bring. I begin to reminisce and I begin to think. There was a time this past week that I was alone for a number of hours, and I began to walk down memory lane, if you would. I found out a good way to pass the time is to begin to let the mind begin to think of the good things and the good memories in our life. And I wish that I had had pencil and paper as I began to think about the wonderful things that has happened in my life and the many, many good days and the many good times that the Lord has blessed me with. I remembered going back way, way, way back in my life as I was just a young boy and began to think about all the good things that God has provided me with and the blessings and the wonderful days. And even with the longevity of life, I know that I don't think that I'm that old now, but when I was a young boy, I thought the age that I am now is a really, really old age. And I'm very thankful that each and every day that God has given me. But I begin to think, you know, of all the wonderful things. And then I also begin to think, you know, that every day has not been really an enjoyable day. There's been times, and I'm sure that I'm speaking to people this morning that can remember times and circumstances in your life that wasn't really classified as being pleasant. But according to the scripture here, those are the things that the Lord has brought about in our life. I believe everything that we've gone through, every situation that we've faced, every consequence that we've been able to overcome and through the power of the Lord has been for a purpose in our life. It has made us who we are. It has given us that character that we are, and it has molded us and fashioned us and made us to be the being that God, I believe, would have us to be. And many, many times there were things that came up in our life that were unexpected, and things that we might not consider a blessing after it had come and gone and we saw the benefits of it. And in fact, it was a blessing. And I began to think about this particular scripture, that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I began to think about the words there in it. It does not say we will rejoice and be glad for it, but we will rejoice and be glad in it. So I began to think about each and every day that God has given me the opportunity to walk on this earth. I need to rejoice and be glad in it. Now, it may not be a wonderful situation, but we can still rejoice and be glad in it. It may be for our reproof. It may be for our instruction. Many, many times, we don't like to say this, but it may be for our chastisement. Amen. God chastises them that he loves. And we may not at the time think that it is a joyous situation or time, but after the fact, we understand that God's chastisement and his direction and even his correction was a benefit to us. And we can lift our hands and lift our hearts and rejoice and be glad in it. And I began to think about, Lord, whatever I face this day, I want to remember you and your blessings. I don't want anything in my life to overshadow the goodness that God has blessed me with over my lifetime. He has been so gracious and so wonderful and so giving and so loving to me that I could never, ever repay him. I could thank him with every breath of my life from now throughout eternity, and it would still not be sufficient praise for what God has done for me and me alone, and that's not even counting what he's done for my family, for my loved ones, even for the church and the congregation. I often do this. If anybody's ever received a miracle, if anybody's ever received a blessing of God, would you just slip your hand up this morning? I believe every time that I've said that, it has been 100%. Each and every one of us have things that we can glorify and thank God and bless God and love him for things that he's done. But I want us to understand through this message today that even those days that seem to be not as glorious, not as fruitful. I want us to understand that those may be some of the times that God has brought about in our life. Amen. Because he loves us and because he's molding us and because he's preparing us, amen, for a deeper walk with him, a greater understanding, more of a discernment and obedience unto his word. And I begin to think about what he had done in times past and how he had blessed folks in the Bible and how that God still is on the throne and God is still making a way even when there seemeth not a way, and how our little bitty finite minds cannot understand. The Bible says God's thoughts and his ways are so much higher than ours that we can't even begin to comprehend or even fathom the way that he operates. But this week I've been really, really dwelling on the fact that, Lord, whatever the day brings me, I want to be thankful. Whatever I face in any life situation, I want to be mindful. God, I know that you're working something in my life that I can't even begin to see. I just want to be obedient. I don't want to worry about tomorrow, today. Amen. I just want to walk in the footsteps of God. I just want to place my life and my soul in his hands. And when I do that, I don't have to worry and I don't have to fret. I don't have to be concerned about situations that arise or complications in my life, because I know a God. Amen. I have a relationship with God who loves me. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ who has given me his comforter and his spirit. Why should I worry? Why should I fret? Why should I be concerned? Amen. There is not a situation that I believe that my God can't bring me through and put me on a mountain of victory. If you believe that this morning, give the Lord praise, for this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3, verse 11, 12, and 13 in particular. The writer says, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their hearts, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. Are you thankful for the gift of God? Many, many things that we consider blessings, we're quick to thank God for those blessings, but many, many times there's things that he places in our life that we may not classify as blessings, but we need to be thankful for those too, because that lets me know that God is mindful of us, and God is preparing us, and God is strengthening us, and God is giving us direction and correction even many times when we stray, amen, from his will. And probably every one of us, if whether we want to admit it or not, at times have maybe walked a little out of the will of God. But I'm so thankful that he is the good shepherd, amen. I'm so glad that he reaches out, amen, not only with a loving hand but a strong hand, a strong and guiding hand to bring us back, amen, from erring in our ways, from bringing us back, amen, from going down places that maybe we should not go, and brings us back into the fold. Have you ever had that feeling, amen, when you felt like you were straying, when you felt like you was going down a path, amen, where you couldn't feel the anointing and the power and the love of God, but then you felt the power, the master's strong hand, that wonderful loving hand that reached out and grabbed you, and gently but sternly, I want you to understand, gently but sternly brought you back into the fold and placed you on the straight and narrow, amen, and pointed you, amen, to where his will was. These are the days that we need to be thankful as well. Not only for the days that everything seems to go good, but the days when we can spend in time with fellowship and meditation unto the Lord. God, feed me. Help me to lean on you. Help me to learn more of your will. Help me to be more about your business. Help me to be the man that you would have me to be. Help me to focus on your will. Not my will be done, but thy will be done. These are the days that the Lord hath made also. We will rejoice in those times, and we will be glad in it. Not only for it, but in it. My mind began to be a whirl as I began to think of the goodness of God and his mercy and his perfect plan. This perfect plan that many, many times we as mere mortals can't understand. And Brother Adam, sometimes I think the reason that God doesn't share it with us is because it would simply overwhelm us. Because there is a means to an end. And as mortals, all we want to look at is the end product. We don't really want to look through the mashing down of the clay. We want to look at the finished product. But in order to get to the finished product, how many's ever watched a potter in work and how they take that lump of clay and they begin to work that thing and make it pliable? Have you been there? Have you been there when you thought you was all right and you thought you was doing God's will, but that same hand that gently guides you, amen, begin to mash you and begin to make you pliable and begin to put water upon you to make you easily more accessible to His will. And then that strong hand begin to make you anew, amen. And you thought you was doing right and you thought you was going down the right trail, amen, but the mighty hand of God begin to make a new situation out of you and begin to make a new being out of you and mold you and make you. And just when you think that He had made you perfect, the first thing that He does is after He's molded you and make you, He puts you in the fire to harden you, to make you able to withstand the fiery trials that are come, to make you a stronger person, to make you stand still and see the salvation of God. Amen. When you feel like throwing your hands up and quitting because you've been through the fire, you've had the hand of God mold you and make you. These are the days as well that we should rejoice and be glad in the fact that God loves us enough to make us anew. And to prepare us even through the fire. But I thought about the great characters of the Bible. The many, many vessels that God used. And some have names and some are nameless. Some in the Bible, many, many times that the recorders of the word begin to share, the names sometimes were not even mentioned. But they were used as a vessel of God. And then we know the more prominent ones, and not that they were more important at all, but the names were there. And I thought about this particular passage of Scripture, and can we apply it to every day? Not just the day we get a raise. Not just the day that the sun is shining. Come on. Not just the day that we haven't had any issues or problems. And I often refer to this because it's so unusual or so human, that little material things can make or break our day. It can cause us to have a good day or bad day, just little material things. For instance, when you're running 15 minutes late, every single traffic light is, you've been there, haven't you? When you leave the house early, every single traffic light seems to be, so much so that you even thought about just pulling over and taking out before you even get to work because you're going to be there 20 minutes early. But when you're running late, every single traffic light seems to be, and the train seems to be, and stuck. And that alone affects your entire day. But when the light is green and the train is gone and you get there and you find out the boss is sick and won't be there that day. Oh, you pray for him, but not real heartily. You're just thankful that he's not going to be on your case that day. Or you look and the project you've been working on is finished. Oh boy, it's so good to lift your hands and thank God. Oh, thank you. I will rejoice and be glad in this day. No, you're not. You're rejoicing and being glad for the circumstances that took place in that day. If you get a hold of this scripture, amen, it lets me know that regardless of the light is red or green, Regardless if things are good or bad, regardless if you're high on the mountain or deep involved in the valley, you're still going to be rejoicing in this day. Amen. You're going to be glad in it because God has placed something in you that the devil cannot take away, that the material things of this world cannot affect. Amen. It doesn't matter if there's $1,000 in your pocket or a dime. I'm going to rejoice in this day because this is the day that the Lord has made. Think about what the Amplified Bible says. This is the day that the Lord has brought about. In other words, He brought this about for you and for your benefit and for our direction. That's how much He loves us. That's how much He's concerned about us. I will assure you we're human. And if every day God just rained blessing and blessing and blessing and blessing upon us, I will assure you that sooner or later we as mere human beings would forget to praise Him, would forget to glorify Him, would forget to thank where our strength comes. But every once in a while, how many knows that He needs to bring us down? He needs to bring us down to the foot of the cross and let us understand that it's not the material things of this world. It's not the little bitty things that come against us. It's not all of those things. It is because we serve a living God and that Spirit is within us. And regardless of what the day brings, regardless of what the circumstances is, I will be glad and I will rejoice in the fact that I'm not facing it alone. I have a God, amen, that will not leave me or forsake me. He will go with me all the way. If you're thankful for that this morning, put your hands together. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I thought about that verse and thought how applicable it would be to the many characters of the Bible, and I listed a few. And we know that Abraham was known as the friend of God. And I can assure you there were days when Abraham just felt like throwing his hands up and glorifying and praising God. Your wife Sarah is going to have a son in your old age. The promise that I've given you that your seed is going to be as the sands of the sea. Innumerable. You're going to be nations are going to rise out of you. What a blessing that is. How wonderful that is to hear the good news and how easy that would be for Abraham to stand and proclaim, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. But how many remembers there was a day that God brought about and He spoke to Abraham and said, take your son, your only son, to a place where I will show you and I want you to offer him as a sacrifice to me. Can we stand and boldly proclaim upon hearing that God requires a sacrifice from us? This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will assure you it'd be very difficult. But somehow, some way, Abraham, being known as the friend of God, put his feelings behind him and put his obedience in first and foremost. No, I can imagine the sadness in his flesh. I can imagine the sadness as he would have to tell his wife Sarah what the Lord had required him to do. But yet this was what God had brought about. I told you earlier that we don't always see how that God operates. But God sometimes will attest our obedience and our willingness to sacrifice. Listen, we may think that the days of sacrifice are over just because of the blood of the bulls and goats, but I believe still God wants people who will sacrifice for Him. Amen. It may not be the death of bulls and goats, but it may be, amen, the allocation of time. It may be the things that God requires of us. I'll do this later, but right now, I'm going to serve God. Right now, I'm going to read my Bible. Right now, I'm going to pray and fast unto the Lord. Whatever the circumstance, we know that God called Abraham, and Abraham took his son, his only son, to a place, amen, and he was fully persuaded to offer him as a sacrifice. We know that God sustained it. He merely tested his obedience. But Abraham didn't know that. When he left his house, when he took his little son with him, there may be days that God will require a sacrifice from us. God, get me to the point that I will worship you and be thankful for that day just as much as I do, amen, when you promised me a son. Just as much, because that's just as much a part of God's will as it was when he says, I'm going to bless your seed. Moses. We know the story of Moses, and we know what Moses did in the land of Egypt, and how he was a vagabond, and how he was a fugitive from Egypt, and how that if he had stayed in Egypt, he probably would have been tried and killed for murder, but he ran away. But God had a purpose. Amen. God had a purpose. Can I refresh some memories? Sometimes we have run most of our life to try to get away from a situation that happened in our life. We feel like we're safe. We feel like we're far away from it. And then God says, I want you to go back to Egypt. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Not Moses, I'm going to take you far away from Egypt, but I want you to go back to Egypt. And I want you to face an old enemy. Oh Lord, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Those words seem very difficult at this point in our life, because that doesn't seem to be like a joyous occasion. But understand, the amplified version of the Bible said, this is the thing that the Lord hath brought about. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God to Moses' willingness and submissiveness. After kind of offering every excuse in the world, he obeys God, and God makes a way and causes him to be a great leader and bring the children of Israel, because God had a much bigger plan. It wasn't just the mere fact that Moses had to go back and face an old enemy. It was that God was opening the door through this submissive and obedient vessel, amen, to deliver millions of people, of God's people, to bring them out of Egyptian bondage. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Not all days are worrisome or sacrificial or test our obedience. Some days are glorious. I think of Joshua. And as God took him and showed him that this city, I'm giving it to you. The walled city of Jericho. Maybe in your time, God will just say, this is the day that I want to tear down walls in your life. Something about tearing walls down in life makes my hands go up automatically. Come on. If you can't praise God for walls in your life, maybe you've never had the power of God take down walls and partitions in your life. But if you know, and if you understand, if you can realize what God can do, and I'm not necessarily talking about material walls. I'm not talking about brick and mortar. I'm talking about division. I'm talking about situations. I'm talking about bitterness. I'm talking about anger. I'm talking about busted relationships. I'm talking about all manner of walls. These walls are a different kind. But aren't you glad that the Lord said, this day, amen, I'm going to tear down the walls in your life. This day they're going to fall down flat, and you're going to go forth in victory, amen, in a victorious manner. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. But let me tell you something. If you're going to be glad in the walls, you need to be glad in the sacrifices. If you're going to shout for the walls to come down, you better also be able to glorify and praise God when it seems like you can't even get a prayer out of the roof. Because he's made both days. He's brought this about for our benefit. There may be a time in your life when God sets aside a day for you to face a giant, as he did with David. Man, oh, the rejoicing came later. Amen, but there still was that giant. And you read how tall he was and how big he was, and his spear shaft alone was probably bigger than David. Probably weighed about as half as much as David did, and it looked like the circumstance was dire. It looked like it was impossibility. But I like what David said. I don't come with you with spear and sword, but I come to you with the name of the Lord. When's the last time you attacked the giant in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Don't care how big it is. I don't care how much he's ranting and raving. I don't care how many days he's pushed you into a corner of submission. I'm not fighting him in my power. I'm not fighting him in my might. I come to him in the name of the Lord, and that is within me is greater than anything that is in this world, anything that Satan could ever bring against me. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it, even when I'm facing giants. Man, if you haven't recognized it by now, this message is meant to let us know that God is still God, even in the good times and the bad times. Even when we're facing giants, or even when we're glorifying and praising God for walls falling, it's still God that has brought this about. It is still God that has given us this day. And I begin to think about that. As I was thinking and having fond memories of all the wonderful things that have happened in my life, I was reminded that everything that's happened in my life has not always been that wonderful and that joyous, but it's been for a reason. Come on, if you can praise the Lord during times, amen, for things that are happening in your life for your benefit, you'll certainly be able to praise him, amen, when the walls are falling down. Glory to God, because this is the day that the Lord hath made. There may be times when, but nothing because of what you've done, nothing because of your actions whatsoever, but you may be forced to face a den of hungry lions. You know, I don't believe Daniel's the only man of God who's ever been in a lion's den. You may say, Brother Eddie, I don't remember reading anywhere else. Let me tell you something. If you've been serving the Lord long enough, there are going to be times. There are going to be times you're going to face some hungry lions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the mere fact that you're here today, I said, hello. The mere fact that you can still glorify and praise your God, the Lord, is absolutely assurance to me that you did not get eat up. You may have thought you was about to be devoured. You may have thought that they was going to attack you and just chew you all to pieces. Amen. But how many knows that God puts a protective barrier around us? Glory to God. You may not can see it. I believe you can feel it every once in a while if you'll just glorify and praise God, even on days when you have to go into a lion's den. God can still be with you. I don't know that Daniel said it, but amen, I believe he had the spirit to when he walked in front of those lions. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. And the hungry lions couldn't even open their mouth. Amen, because he was so anointed of God, because the power was all around him. Let me tell you something. If you ever want to put the devil on the run, just begin to glorify and praise God, even in the bad times, even in the lion's den. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There'll be victories. Victories are easy to glorify and praise God. Oh, blessings. Whoa, thank you, Jesus. There'll be days, amen, that God will use you to win battles, as he did with Gideon. It may look like it's a big battle. It may look like you need all the help that you can muster. But God said, well, no, you don't need all that help. Just whittle that army down to about 300 and we'll go win this battle. And the Bible says the enemy was just grasshoppers. They were just covered over the mountainside for multitude. Man, but the way I read the story, they never had to chunk a spear or shoot an arrow. All they had to do was break them pitchers and holler, the sword of the Lord and the sword of Gideon. Amen. There'll be days. This is the don't you imagine Gideon will, amen, when that old entire enemy, that army went running and just absolutely confused and just went running all over, and God just made a way and just made, have you had days like that when God just cleared it up for you, just made a wonderful time? Boy, them hands go up, that heart begins to rejoice. You sing a song of praise, and this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. There'll be good times too. I'm not trying to tell you that all that in serving God is bad. In fact, if you'll reminisce and think, there's way more good than there are bad. But my point is, even the bad days, you can still glorify and praise God. Let us go to the New Testament. A man named Lazarus. Amen. Don't you think that if anybody had a reason to rejoice and celebrate, it was Lazarus when he came out of the tomb and loose him and let him go? What a day. Amen. But you know, many of us would have been so upset with Jesus because he didn't show up in time. He didn't get here before the fact, because we don't understand the mind of God. This is the day that God brought about. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. And certainly Lazarus, I'm sure, had a wonderful testimony. Blind Bartimaeus, we just spoke of him recently, and a day to receive sight. There'll be days, amen, that God will just illuminate something in your spirit. And how many's thankful for that? We were talking about this other night. You know, many, many times we want to get ahead of God a little bit, and we want God to give us something. Give us something, Lord. Give us something I can write. Give us something I can paint. Give us something I can play. Give us something I can do or whatever. And we were referring to this, and so many times we want to do that, and we end up just, it's not right, it don't look right, it don't sound right, whatever. But then God gets a hold of us and said, let's do it now. Amen. And then we can't do it fast enough. Why? Because that's in God's time. This is the day that the Lord hath made. This is what he has brought about. And he will get the honor and he will get the glory. There'll be days, amen, when we will receive our spiritual sight. There'll be days when we'll look at situations that we've just come through and understand and know that even though it was not a comfortable time of going through that trial, the blessings, amen, that we've received after the fact is so much that we can lift our hands up and we can boldly and gladly declare, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, as Bartimaeus was. I think of the man called Legion. Chains are real, by the way. The song that the praise team in the choir sings, he's a chain breaker. Amen. Let me tell you something. Chain breakers know how to praise God. Glory to God. I once was bound, but now I'm free. I once was blind, but now I see. Amen. I had chains all wrapped around me, and I couldn't even see the light of day. But Jesus broke those chains. He delivered me. Glory to God. He set me free. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad to be set free? Surely those are the days that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice. Don't you imagine Legion when he came forth, and Jesus spoke to those demonic spirits, and they had to let him go. They had to leave, amen, at the authority and the voice of Jesus Christ. Chains are still being broken today. Don't give up on your loved ones. Don't give up on those that you've been praying for. Jesus is still able to break the chains that have them bound, but he needs us to be glad in the day that he has prepared and glorify him and by faith call these things done. Oh, Legion went away a new person. This is the day. We've all had days like that. And finally, I want to close with this account of Saul, who later became known as Paul. I guess out of all the blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon me, and of all of the pounding and reshaping and remolding that he has so wonderfully done in my life to rearrange my thought process, to rearrange my direction, the greatest thing still that I have to praise him for
and to declare, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, was the day of my conversion. In fact, it happened to be at a night, on a Sunday night service. It was the night that Jesus Christ came into my life. Amen. That was the greatest day. Out of all the wonderful things that the Lord has done, the many prayers that He has answered, the many miracles that He has performed, the many times that He's picked me up, as David said, out of a horrible pit and set my feet on a solid rock and established my goings, the greatest thing, the greatest day that I can love Him for and thank Him for was the day of my conversion. And I'm thinking about the Apostle Paul, who was walking on the road to Damascus, and the Spirit of the Lord struck him down and began to talk to him. And you know, I'm so glad that God is not only a forgiver of our sins, He's a forgetter of our sins. Aren't you thankful for the conversion? Aren't you thankful that that was the day that the Lord had brought about for you? Amen. For each and every one of us today, this is certainly a day that we can rejoice and be glad in. And I'm never tired of testimony, of testifying about the fact that Jesus saved me and brought me and converted my life. It was nothing to do with me. It was everything to do with Him. I was worthless. I was unworthy. But I was so thankful for the transformation and the conversion that He put into my life. And even to this day, and that's been many, many years ago in my life, still I can lift my hands and say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you. I'm merely preaching a sermon to make us remindful or mindful of the many blessings that God gives us. Many blessings are in disguise. We don't recognize them as blessings, but they are in fact blessings if we'll understand the will and the working of God. I pray that God will lead you and guide you. I pray that God would give you greater and more blessed days. But even on the days when it seems like He's far away, He's not. He's not. He has a purpose. He has a reason. There was a reason for Abraham's sacrifice. There was a reason for Moses' obedience. There was a reason for Daniel to go into the lion's den and all these other things. Amen. But God got the glory and God got the honor. If you feel like you're in that den of lions, if you feel like you're in that time of having to sacrifice, understand that God has not left you. God is just so much in love with you that He's molding you and He's making you into something that He will get the honor and glory from. This is the day that the Lord hath made.